Well, hello, Godman, and hi to you too, Darwin. And first of all, I'd like to thank you very much for the letters you've been sending, folks, and I really enjoyed your tape, Darwin. I've got a whole bunch of notes here, and I guess I'll go ahead and cover these notes on your tape first, Darwin, and then answer your letters and bring you up to date on what I've been doing. Let's see, first of all, this will probably be kind of a hopscotching around here because these notes aren't necessarily in order, but I'll try and cover them chronologically as best I can. Well, it sounds like you had a really fine trip, Darwin. I'm so glad you got to go, and also glad you got to fly in all those airplanes and do all those things that I know you like to do so well, and I'm sure that you had a real fine time with Jan there in San Francisco. He knows his way around, he knows the town well, and like you say, he's certainly the perfect gentleman, and really a fine guy to be with. Sounds like you got around and saw most all the variety of shows, shall we say, and various other entertainment in San Francisco. I have, viewed a lot of this myself, of course, and I've found it to be very interesting. I think all you guys did was eat and drink, didn't it? Well, the Italian meal, especially, that sounded like a real fine treat for $3.50. I certainly wouldn't have liked to have gotten in on that one. I love Italian food anyway. I'm sure Joe would have enjoyed that one, too. And, you mentioned about the hippies. Yes, that's a very interesting aspect of San Francisco. And I understand that a lot of them are starting to leave town now because they're being used as a tourist attraction and they don't appreciate it too much. I'm glad to hear that you got your new slide projector. It'll be real nice, especially with all the pictures you took on this trip. And I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. Also, I'll be able to show Wayne and I slides too. So that's a real fine deal. The trip up to James and up to Tahoe sounded real fine. I'm sure that Nancy Sinatra put on a good performance, and of course they always have the good bar shows up there, so that sounded like a real fine deal, and of course it is so pretty up there, especially that time of year. I had heard that, I guess you must have said something about it, folks, about Gene acquiring that land up north. Sounds like he may be planning to retire up that way. I haven't been up in that area myself, but I know it's supposed to be very nice there, and from all reports they've got a real nice setup there. Now I'm anxious to see it sometime. Now, Darwin, you were mentioning about how pretty it is over San Francisco and Denver at night. Yes, I have seen that site many times, and it really is an awe-inspiring sight to see these large cities. Los Angeles is another one that's quite spectacular at night. Very, very, very pretty, and it's something that you can't really appreciate unless you've seen it yourself. Seems like Denver in particular is always so pretty at night because the air is clean up there, and the lights seem more brilliant somehow. It really shows up a long ways off and really stands out at night, especially Colfax Avenue there. What an ungodly hour for you to get down, Darwin. Good grief. 0200, I think you said. That's what I got written down here. I'm sure Mary enjoyed that one. She's a good head, and I'm sure that she didn't mind a bit. I know that she and Joe were both real glad that you were able to stop by. And of course, the kids, I know, were very pleased to see Uncle Dar again, so I'm sure glad that you did get down to see him. I know that Joe really appreciated it. She's always so glad, to have something to do just to get out of the house, I would think, more than anything. And she really enjoyed it when you went out to eat that night, that sort of thing. Darwin, you were talking about flying in the 727. Yes, that is a very, very nice plane. My first ride in one was coming to Saigon. And although the trip itself, wasn't one that you'd exactly want to make every day, it was a very excellent flight. They are quieter with the engines in the back, and it seems like they give you a real nice ride besides. Hey, Darwin, you said that you flew United. With whom? I couldn't hardly cross that one up. So your Central Airlines was one of those Kansas head chopping tours, huh? Well, I imagine in its own way that was kind of exciting. They usually are. What was it? I think you said it was a Viscount. Those turboprops really gave you a pretty nice ride. They're just a little noisy, but not too bad. I was real glad to hear that Jan got his OCS. I think you mentioned he was still trying to get it. Well, Wayne just told me the other day in a tape that he had confirmed it. So he did get his Navy OCS flight, and will be attending Navy Officer Kennedy's going in. I think it's this fall he enters. So we're real happy for him there. I know it's going to be a good deal for him. And I think Karen is planning to go back in San Francisco State. And I think she has a job there also. Now, Darwin, you were mentioning about Mary being kind of depressed. And folks, I think you mentioned it too. I suppose at that point when you were there, she really hadn't got adjusted yet to living by herself and getting used to the fact that Wayne wasn't going to be around for a while. I think Joe is doing quite well. Like you say, though, she does have this diversion. The kids keep her pretty busy, and she does have the the nice situation of having her folks near too, and of course your brother. So, and of course with all you people stopping in to see her boy, she's been staying pretty busy, and I think that really helped. And, from her letter, she sounds like she's keeping up pretty well and not really being despondent or anything. So I'm glad to hear that. So, Joe, and you set up and shut the bar all that time. Well, darling, just so you know, solving the world's problems. You know, I'm sure that you did more listening than you did talking, if I know Joe. Well, anyway, I'm glad that she could have a good ear to bend her. I'm sure she's gotten over her neighbor problems now. She was quite concerned with that for a while. I was kind of worried about it, and I kind of set her straight a little on that. And I think we've pretty well ironed that problem out now about her complaining neighbors. Say, I didn't know that you were working on a nook there, Dad. Darwin was mentioning it, and sounds like you're really fixing up a real nice setup there. I'll be real anxious to see it when we get back to the States. And sounds like you're keeping yourself busy there with your local projects, huh? Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're having car problems there, Darwin. Like you say, that seems to be the way it goes. When you get your car paid for, why then it starts falling apart on you. I have had that problem a little bit myself. And speaking of car problems, I have my own car problems. Trying to sell the great white elephant. It seems like that thing is becoming a curse on me. And I'm getting to the point now where I don't really care if I ever sell it or not. I think I'll just junk it. I don't think I'm going to get more about somewhere between $400 and $500 for it. So if you know of anybody that's interested in buying a good car for $400, let me know, and we'll be glad to sell it to him. You mentioned about Carol Keene coming to Kansas City. Sounds like she's got her work cut out for her, working with those the handicapped type, and the way Wayne talks and the way you people talk, it sounds like she's well prepared and pretty gung-ho for the program, so I'm sure she'll do real well. And I hope she goes over to see Sis once in a while, and of course, darling, you can go over and show her around KC a little bit, and don't you corrupt her. You know she's a nice straight arrow type. only kidding, of course. Yes, darling, I have heard of the U-Haul tape recorders. I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but I've seen a couple of them over here. Some of our correspondents use them over here, the CBS, NBC types. And like you say, it is an excellent tape recorder, very expensive. And I can't hardly believe that. 15/16, that's like slow, man. Wonder what you sound like. I suppose as good as the response is on that thing, though, is that you probably get a pretty good response out of it. It certainly will last a long time, even a 3-inch tape. I find that at 1 7/8, like I'm using here, it seems to last an awful long time. I get almost an hour's worth out of it, so I can really shoot the ball for an hour. Well, folks, and Darwin, I certainly was sorry to hear about Fred Schwartz dying. It came as quite a surprise to me because I didn't know he was having any problem, and I guess he wasn't, but that sure was something. It's like you say, he was such a good guy, and he didn't have an enemy in the world, I don't think. And, it just hardly seems possible that old Fred will be around then if I ever go back to Everest. He was kind of a fixture there. I would like to get Bud's address, Darwin, if you could, folks, either one, if you can send it to me. I'd like to write him and tell him congrats on the one in the hangar. That was right, Mom. That's the way we say it. You know, he's got the one in the hangar. And, of course, I'm pulling for him. Hope he comes up with that boy or something. Wayne and I were kind of kidding about it on our takes. We mentioned that we didn't know if this was planned or not. I didn't think he was near being done with med school. I'm not sure. Maybe they just decided to heck with it and press on anyway. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're having good weather there in Kansas. It sounds like all over the Midwest you must have had a really cool summer with quite a bit of rain. From what I gather from your letters and from Doris, that you've had a very nice, unseasonably cool summer. Well, I'm glad you have. I'm afraid I can't say the same for here. And Darwin, you were mentioning, talking about weather, about tornado warnings. And that's true. You really do serve a very useful and very important function there at the radio studio, and I can see how it would be a very self-satisfying thing to be able to pass out the good poop on where these things are going and keeping people informed. It's probably one of the most important things you do there at the radio station. Now let's see, Darwin, I had some more notes here on when you started regressing back to your trip again. Well, you were telling about that style show at breakfast. That sounds like a real Joe Cool. I mean, that really sounds wild up there at Tunnel. I would like to have seen that for several reasons, and I'm sure it's an enjoyable way to eat breakfast. And speaking of the Mai Tai drinks, that's a real favorite of mine. The Mai Tai is an excellent drink. We have Mai Tai mix over here in the bars, and a lot of the guys use it with some of the better rums, which we have access to over here. It makes a real fine drink. And I'm sure that the folks are using them regularly, right? Okay, let's see. You were mentioning about getting some better hours and better pay, Darwin, or hoping to in the near future. Well, you sound a little pessimistic, but I'm sure you'll get it. And I'm real glad to hear that. Sounds like progress, and I know that you can certainly use extra pay, especially to keep that car running, right? No, I didn't know Mark. You mentioned about a buddy out there at the studio. I don't believe I met him. I certainly can't place him anyway. Darwin, you were also speaking there about how Topeka is really booming in the industrial business and in the commercial world. And I'm sure that really is true. You'll notice the article I enclosed, I cut that out of the U.S. News and World Report. And it looks like Kansas is really pushing to try and get more industry into the state as this article, well, bears out. I thought you might be kind of interested in seeing that if you hadn't already. And I'm glad you're enjoying my slides. I think Joe probably has some more. Maybe those are, I think the last ones I sent were the ones you saw out when you visited out there. I did send her some small Minolta slides. That's the last ones I sent. I'm not sure that you've seen those yet, but I'll keep trying to take pictures from time to time and keep you up to date a little bit on just what the area is like around here. You were speaking about Wayne kind of getting the shaft on his assignment. Well, it seemed that way, and I thought the very same thing, and I'm sure Wayne did too, when he first got this assignment to the C-47 VNAP advisor type slot, but I got a tape from him just the other day, and he seems more pleased with the job now, and also they're starting to mount guns in their 47, so it looks like he may have the advantages of living in Saigon and working in that particular job and still be able to serve as a gunship. So it might, he seems to think it's going to work out pretty good now, and he's not nearly as unhappy. He's already getting around the country pretty well. I haven't been able to see him here, though. A big problem being that we don't have any VNAP fuel supply here at Chulai, and so when he comes up this way, he goes to Da Nang, and I might be able to catch him up there sometime, or he's going to try and dream up an excuse to come into Chulai just as a kind of a stopover. So I'm hoping to see him pretty soon. That way, it's pretty hard for me to get away, and we're quite short-handed at the moment anyway, but I am hoping he'll be able to get in so we can get together. We have been sending the tape now and then to each other, and that's a pretty good way to keep in touch if you can't get together. Darwin, you were mentioning about the Minolta, and you were talking about 35mm cameras, and Minolta makes a very excellent 35mm camera. I think it's called the SRT-10. It's one of the best 35mm you can buy, and over here you can get it for about $90 to $100. I don't exactly remember the reference you made to the cameras, but they make big cameras as well as the small variety that I have. And I'm glad to hear that you're all keeping up on the news over here and in the Duck Pro area, of course. Now, we're not at Duck Pro anymore, and I'll explain a little bit more about that on the other side. Anyway, I am glad to hear that you're keeping current. And like you say, Mom, you might as well know what's going on. It's important that the average person on the street is keeping informed on what's going on over here. See you on the other side.